Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is an episode of Game Dev Unchained, a very special segment to dig into a personal story of a game developer. This is a very special episode because this is going to be the first time that I will be interviewing my co-host, Larry Charles Jr. Larry and I have spent the last 10 plus years in the game industry. We started since college, entering with dreams of creating a game of our own. We did our job and we climbed up the ranks to become leads eventually. So with this episode, we're trying something a little different. We're gonna go through a complete topic and offer a perspective, introspective, and closure over the next few episodes. Starting with the day that Larry's life was completely flipped.
The very first time I got laid off was like the first real like gut check, reality check, where you took a moment to say, my life just shifted significantly from where my expectations were and what I thought I was going to be able to do moving forward. Getting the rug pulled out from under your feet, laid off like day of, as in no warning, no notification, no preparation, no writings on the wall even, losing your first job, going from salary to zero in 40 minutes of conversation is quite tough. I think that was probably the first moment for me. I was at Obsidian, was working as an assistant producer on the Aliens project, running a meeting, and I'm talking like an important meeting. Like it took me weeks to get this specific group of people's schedules to line up to have this very important interdepartmental meeting. So nothing was going to stop this meeting. And my executive producer comes in. He's like, Larry, hey, we need you for a second. And so I was like, sorry, I can't. This is an important meeting. He's like, no, seriously, Larry, like I really need you. And then I doubled down. I was like, Larry, because his name was also Larry. I was like, Larry, you don't understand. I've been trying to get this meeting for weeks and I just got everything. I really need to. And before I could even finish, he was like, it's about the Sega decision. And that was secret producer code, because what was the Sega decision? That was like, you know what I mean? So even though that was technically an innuendo to what had happened to me, Sega had decided to do X, Y, and Z. And so therefore I was losing my job with 24 other people. No one in the room knew what the Sega decision was. So I was like, oh, okay, all right. You called me off three times. This must be like super important. Like I need to go to the hospital. I'm thinking about family, right? Like I'm thinking like something bad happened in my personal life, which it did. But you know, I wasn't thinking that I had just lost my job. So we walk into this room. They have, as soon as I got in the room and I saw like 24 other people like kind of lined against the wall, all looking around like shuffly, I knew like instantly. I just like, you know, it's like I watched somebody take the last bake sale brownie right in front of my face, and like I was the next in line with my daughter to get nothing. It was just like it was like a defeating like sigh. I was like, damn. And so yeah, the CEO came in the room, had his list, made sure everyone in there was on the list, and then let us all go, you know, with as politely as he felt like he could, I guess, at the time. And HR lady was in there asking like, so like, you know, before you guys go, is there anything else we can do? And to be funny, because I like, it was a shitty situation that was going to happen, but I like tried to like crack the tension in the air. I was like, yeah, you guys hiring? That was the last thing I said on my last day at Obsidian the first time. I had no idea how I was going to get another job soon enough to pay for the bills that I knew were going to be there in 2 weeks or less, right? Like, you know, you have your bills for the 1st and your bills for the 15th. And I was losing my job. So I knew that one of those, because I don't remember the exact day, but obviously, like, you're in a 2-week spurt of, this is my first salary job. Like, I just started making money. Before I got here, I was working at Best Buy for like 10 bucks an hour after I got home from school, you know, so, or from college, excuse me. So this was like, I don't really have savings. I'm not prepared for no job. And so I was in my mind, like, how the hell am I going to afford to live? What am I going to do? I am starting tomorrow to like apply for jobs. I got to get something, even if it's a grocery store job, until I get interviews for a new real job. I at least just need some sort of income. And that's really what I was sweating about, I guess, my first layoff.